What about a dog? You didn't know what kind he was. What might you call him?
A spoon.
Okay.
You ever heard that?
I think I've heard the expression.
Sooner dogs.
How'd they get that name?
I don't know, but people always call them Sooners.
Does that sort of mean they're worthless?
Yeah.
And you don't know what kind?
Don't know what kind they are. Your best range of dogs is a Shepherd, or a Collie, or a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
But, or a Hound. Now, a Collie makes a good farm dog.
Mm-hmm.
I had one up until, lean vaughn up until about 2 years ago. We never had him tied, we never tied him, we never shut him up. He always had the run of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And he went off one night and got killed.
Mm.
He got killed over there on the other side of, on the other side of 41.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know it for a month. And one of my first cousins says, I know where I seen Skipper.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was laying right at Daddy's mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd stay home a month sometimes, and then he'd be gone a day or two. And then he might not be gone but a day, and then sometimes he'd go off and be gone 4 days.
Yeah.
But he'd always come back. And I told Skipper, I said, one of these days, old boy, you're going off and somebody's going to kill you, either you're going to get killed. And that's exactly what happened. But he was a good dog. I could tell him to load up, and he'd hit the back of the truck about the cab. And he went everywhere I went. If I went to town, he rode to town.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere I went, he was gone.
Yeah.
If I was gone, he was gone. So Vonda, she liked him, but she said I ought not have never started taking him off with me.
Yeah.
But he went everywhere I went. If I was in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let him ride in the car because his feet was big and the claws. And he'd kept my seat covers to roll.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd always go in the truck.
If you had a real mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
eat you up.
Or
I'll bite you.
Okay. And you say, yesterday he
bit so and so.
And that person had to go to the doctor after he got
off of him.
Or after he'd gotten
bit.
Would you ever say dog bit?
I probably would. One was to bite me.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you?
How would you say that?
I'd say, you know, that damn dog bit me. What would you say?
Would you ever say, I got dog bit?
No, see, you'd be excited if a dog had bit you.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably really what you'd say.
Yeah.
You know, that dog bit me.
Uh-huh.
Only you'd probably use that other word. because you'd be excited,
yeah.
See?
And, talking about the animals, the kinds of, well, you mentioned a mule. If you had two of them working together, you'd call that a
pair.
A what?
A pair.
Okay. Did you say that whole thing?
A pair of mules.
Okay. And, say if you had, talking about cows now, the male cow is called a...
The bull.
Was that word nice to use when you were growing up? Do people always say that?
Yeah, word? Always said the bull.
They said it in front of women.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
Were there any other words that people use?
Not as I know of.
And a little cow when it's first born is called a
calf.
And the female's a
cow.
Or a
heifer.
Okay. And the male
is a bull.
But if he's just a calf, he's a...
Still a bull.
Okay. And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say that she was going to...
Going to found her calf.
Huh?
Found her calf.
Okay. And